lose to winning almost every game. We went 11-1, and it was just so much fun. Grant Enders made a difference. He made a difference. Terrence West made a difference. Jordan Dangerfield, he was still on the team, but he still made a difference. You know, and this year was still exciting. Even though we didn't make the playoffs, we weren't as good as last year. I think that should be another thing why we should have made the playoffs, because we did do so well last year. And it's great for all of Towson that we are doing so well, and everyone loves going to the games now.
It's definitely a restored roar, we could say, and even a restored faith in the football team in this community. You go to games 2 years ago, that opposite side of the stands, opposite the student section, barely had anybody in it. You go to games this year, it was almost full to capacity almost every single game. Just the environment is better. People around town are more excited. It helps not just the football program and the school. It helps the Towson community, because people go out after they go to restaurants. It's the fact that you have a good football team here just means so much for not just the school, for the students, for the players, for the coaches, for the administration and the staff, just for the surrounding community as well. You see articles in the Tower Light or on the Towson Tigers website of players going out and doing things in the community. Helping out at Ray Rice Day is one thing they've been a mainstay at. So definitely a different culture, football culture, now that Rob Ambrose has his, you know, paw prints, you could say, all over this program. Certainly a lot to look forward to. It's definitely a fun time, and while we are sad, it is over. It is still, you look back on all the memories that it creates, and those are some memories you'll never forget. Obviously, now basketball season underway. Basketball team last year, not so great under first-year coach Pat Scarry, but now he's got a lot of his own guys in there. Just quick word on this, guys like Jerome Beneman, who's a transfer from Georgetown, Mike Burwell, who's from University of South Florida. They got a great freshman point guard in Jerome Harrison. They have a transfer student, Bilal Dixon, and inside, these guys are playing some great basketball. They've already won more games than they won last year, so definitely go out to the Towson Center in their final season at the Towson Center and support the basketball team. Get to some basketball games as Pat Scarry.
Gonna be fun this year.
Has his boys ready to play some inspired basketball. Hopefully, obviously they are ineligible for the postseason, which dates back to Pat Kennedy days. But this is a team that can make some noise in the CAA this year and next year down the road. That'll do it for our podcast here for Towson Tiger Talk. You can catch us on the tailgate on xtsr.org from 1 to 2. For Scott Krodowski, I'm Ben Rosenbaum. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.